Hello, welcome to the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan. Hello, mother.
Hello, daughter. I would be Harmony.
Yes, you've got hearts on, matching glasses.
You know what? It is kind of sad because I was online and there was a site, I don't even remember what it was, but it was a brand I hadn't seen or heard of before, and it had so many cute heart sweaters. Mm. And I said, don't do it. That's what I said to myself. Because
you think you've maxed out on hearts?
I don't know if I've maxed out, but I've got to stop.
Uh-huh. Oh, but, interesting. You
know, well.
Does that go for gifts, too?
No.
No heart would gifts? If somebody were to.
You have given me a lot of.
We know that you like the hearts.
The kind of lounging things that you wear around the house.
And you do wear them.
I certainly do wear them. I wear them all.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be in them.
So shall we dive in? There was some news from the Galleria this week.
Yeah, that was kind of exciting to hear, actually. It's nice to know that they've already got some new places coming in. They're going to have a children's boutique that will open next month. And this is the same. These are the same people that own Sweet Ivy, which is a great store. We had her on the show once when we did it from Galleria. Yeah.
Becky Leffer.
Yeah.
So she has done really well. She started out in Excelsior. That's where her initial store is. And her store, Shop Ivy, right?
Sweet Ivy.
You can shop Sweet Ivy. Yes. Has done really well at the Galleria. And so she decided
Does she still have the other store too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
She decided to open a baby store to go along with it.
Which has been missing from there.
So it's going to be, did you say where it was?
No, I didn't.
It's between Crave and Cole Haan at that
end of the mall. Isn't that where the eyeglass place was?
Yes. Yeah. That went out in the middle of the night. that was a weird one.
They couldn't see their way.
good one, Mom.
Thank you. I worked on
that. That was good.
Yeah.
So they say they're going to cater to every stage of baby and childhood and also have clothing for moms as well.
But it's going to
have
toys.
Yeah. Babies, toddlers, youth. I don't know how. I'm curious what youth goes up to, because I feel like that's where it always falls off. You know, tons of cute stuff for baby and toddler. And then when they get a little bigger, it's like, where are you supposed to go? There's a real no man's land there.
First of all, I don't think we said the name of it. And I think it's a really cute name. It's called Barefoot Baby.
Oh, cute.
That's a cute name.
Very cute. Some of the brands, if you're familiar, Freshly Picked. Angel Deer, Andy and Evan, so more boutique-y brands. Oh, and they're going to have Barefoot Dreams for moms, which I know is big at their Sweet Ivy store too.
It's wonderful.
I love it. So I think that's great. And I would not be surprised if we see more of that, if we see more of the Galleria working with some of its really strong locals to bring other concepts or expand or just more things. Leaning into their uniqueness and localness is going to be the key.
Well, I think so too. I mean, I think for a long time there were a lot of local stores there, and that kind of changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be the way to go.
Yeah. And of course, we're seeing that, leaning into that, knowing that they're losing some of their bigger names to Southdale. And Southdale is just on this tear of bringing, you know, big designer fashion to town. And so what is the Galleria? Is it more of the same, or does it become something a little different?
Yeah. There's also three new stores opening at the Mall of America.
Yes.
One we talked about last week, the one that I don't pronounce really well.
Addicted. It's spelled, it looks like edited with a K in the middle.
Yeah.
It's EDIKTED, but it's Addicted.
And this is one that is
it's very big on TikTok.
Favorite with social media types and people like Hailey Bieber.
Yes.
But so this will be their first in-mall location. It's their third store in the country.
And then you're probably excited.
Excited. Your favorite is not
sneaker.
The word. Yes. I have them on today.
Kizik,
which is one of those kind of tennis shoes. I know other brands like Skechers make the kind too that you can literally, they look like they're a tie.
Isn't that the one
sneaker.
Martha Stewart does commercials?
Yeah, she might.
Yeah.
But that you can just step in and step out of, and you never have to tie them again. as long as you live.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, no, it's a great idea.
Yes.
But anyway, I didn't realize.
Wait, do you have those to do like a side by side comparison? Do you have the Skecher version or do you only have the Kizik?
I only have Kizik.
Okay. Why did you go that route, do you think?
Well, first of all, I guess at the time that I saw them online, I hadn't seen the Skechers.
Mm.
And I have two pair, but there's another one I like.
Jeez.
And I did buy boots. This is interesting. Okay. I bought boots this winter that have never been on my feet.
Oh!
Because it didn't have any snow. And when there was some snow, I wasn't here.
You were out
here.
Of town, yeah.
So they're brand new.
Oh, funny.
And you also, with the boots, just step in and step out.
Step right in.
You know, you're not going to ruin the backs of them.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the company was founded in 2017 in Salt Lake City, which
yeah,
I did
Yeah, we broke
not.
This news some months ago, remember? And then we talked about it, and somehow word got to the CEO, who lives in California but was
right.
in Hawaii. A My Talk listener
yes.
from Minnesota was vacationing,
that.
And what do you know, was listening to her podcast
yeah.
while she was in Hawaii and walked right up to the CEO. It's like, I just heard your store mention,
so
your company
funny.
Mentioned.
I forgot yeah. about that. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I mean, they're great. I have to say, truthfully, I don't know if it's that they have a wider toe bed or what, but they're the most comfortable shoes I have ever had.
Okay.
And
well,
so,
if you want to pre-shop, you can look it up. It's K-I-Z-I-K
right.
.com, but they will soon be opening.
They're opening
at Mall
next
of America.
Month.
Yeah.
You can go to kizik.com
and they're,
you know,
West Market.
Favorites.
So that means like near Nordstrom. And then I'm so excited for this
yes.
one. This is such a big deal for her. And like, she's going big. Larissa Loden, our local
yep.
favorite, who opened a beautiful store in St. Paul, her flagship store and office on Marshall Avenue a couple of years ago, is now bringing her whole concept, her jewelry, the design, the shop, to the Mall of America.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah. They nailed it. Studio BV, Betsy Voss, who's also been on the,
yes.
the show, she designed that store. If you haven't been, you should really go over there. So thoughtfully, it literally mimics some of Larissa's most popular jewelry. You know, the rounded archways. She has earrings that, I mean,
yeah.
she was really inspired and thoughtful about the colors and the design. It looks like this one might even be a little brighter color for Mall
yeah,
of America.
From the picture.
But I think what Larissa has done so well is that in addition to her jewelry, which is affordably priced,
that's
and
the nice
she's
thing.
Always
Good
adding
looking,
and changing
yeah,
things,
and
but she has done
well.
Gifting so smartly. It's not an afterthought. It's not just like, oh, throw a couple candles in there. And everything feels like it's picked by Larissa. Like it's the same vibe and the
yep.
same, you know, thought to it. And it's just become a really great, well-rounded gift shop. And so she's bringing the whole thing to
I love that, that she's that she says her jewelry has selection of jewelry for baddies, BADDIES.
Yes, yes.
But they're also going to have their own bauble bar so that you can kind of make your own stuff.
Yes.
And
yep.
and also permanent jewelry,
mm-hmm.
which we talked about at one point on this show.
We're too scared.
Oh, I can't do it, but it is a big trend. I just can't quite imagine how you can have it taken off.
Yes.
But the idea is that you don't, that it's permanently on there. So that's kind of exciting, too. And she'll be in the West Market as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting news.
Yeah. Some good, good store opening news for spring. Meanwhile, not such good news if you've been following with Express.
Yeah.
A brand that I still think of as sort of like an 80s,
well,
90s.
That's where we got so many of your clothes when
oh,
you were
my goodness,
a youngster.
When the big oversized sweater.
Yes,
fit. Do
I
you
can
remember
just pick.
That?
Oh, my.
Oh, it was
yes.
so cool there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it was the best place
this
to go.
This almost feels after the fact, really. Like, oh, they're still around. But
well, they're not closing. I mean,
no,
they're filing
but
for bankruptcy.
They filed for bankruptcy. They're reorganizing and they are closing some stores, including two Minnesota locations.
Yeah, but one in St. Cloud.
Yep.
And is the other one, they're not closing the Mall of America one.
No, they have another
concept.
That
no, that isn't it either. Why don't I see it in this article? What?
There are 10 Up West stores. One of them is at the Mall of America.
Yeah, but they're closing those.
Yeah, they're closing those.
And I didn't
know. They are closing in St. Cloud, and they will still, let's see. The ones they'll still be open at the major malls at Ridgedale, at Rosedale, at Southdale.
But I didn't know they also owned Bonobos. And I thought that was very interesting. The menswear chain. And they have around 550 stores, Express does, totally across the U.S. and Puerto Rico. But nothing is going to be affected at the stores that are open. They will continue to operate. And they seem to feel that they'll get this all figured out and things will be all right. But I still can't.
Yeah,
find Bonobos, in this article.
It's funny because Bonobos was the main headline. You know, Bonobos, if you're not familiar, is a men's brand. It's sort of like a step up from, I think of it like from J. Crew and Banana and some of those brands, but the prices are not that much higher, but you can get everything customized so men can get their shirt sleeves exactly right and the suits, and it's all done to fit, but at retail prices. But Bonobos was bought by Walmart a few years ago, and people were like, what?
Right,
Bonobos
I remember that.
By Walmart? But nothing changed at all. And then they were actually purchased by Express. So, yeah, I hope they don't get caught up in all this. I hope it just continues because that's a good brand.
Yeah.
When we get back, some celebrity partnerships in the news, from bridal to
lubricants.
Oh, okay. All right, Mother, if we must. We'll be right back with more Shop Girls after this.
That's Michael. He's in the middle of a massage at the YMCA. He says he's glad he found out he can add well-being services onto his Y membership, like acupuncture, meditation, and nutrition classes. And massage. Yeah, totally. So join the Y at YMCANorth.org.
You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Do we need a new segment? What celebrity did a Target run? Should that be
that's funny. I was thinking about that because, last week we talked about Michelle Obama.
Yeah, her Target
first
run.
Of all, Target must be very happy to have all these people make Target
runs.
Well,
of course.
But Christina Aguilera, who I think has had a little work done looking at the pictures. Her face doesn't look like it used to look. She made a Target run because she now has a product line at Target. And, of course, she wore the outfit that I wore to Target last week when I went there.
God.
A burlesque-inspired corset with velvet details.
That's
and
so you.
Black boning. It, you know what? I looked at the picture and I thought, oh, my gosh, does she not realize I beat her to it.
Right.
But there she was.
All be original.
Yeah, no, I guess not. But she was wearing this, as this article called it, a boudoir appropriate top with oversized cargo pants and a zip-up hoodie and baseball cap, just the norm.
I mean, you can't really see in the photo, and it's cute, she's posing, it looks like, in front of the beauty department. Wait, is her line beauty or
no.
Is it clothing? I don't even know.
It is a sexual wellness line.
Oh, well, then the corset makes perfect sense.
Well,
but I was
going
to say, she looks pretty covered up, actually, because she's got a jacket and the cargo pants. Like,
well,
you can't
keep
see that
scrolling.
She looks cute. She looks
keep
cute.
Scrolling. I mean, you know, we've got, you know, it's a low-cut corset, but certainly
She has let's just say, she didn't just pop in.
You don't think
after
so?
Her workout. I don't look like that on my Target runs.
Really?
Oh,
I'm shocked.
My goodness. That is a lot of makeup.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it also doesn't look like the same face she used to have.
These were professional photos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They knew she was coming. So anyway, she's all excited, though, because, you know, Target has added so many new lines, especially in their cosmetic area and all.
We should recreate this photo shoot. We should go and take our version, like Celeste Barber does with the
models. Yes.
Yes. We should do our best Christina Aguilera.
I don't have the right clothes.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Okay, so the point is that she was all excited and wanted everybody, besides, you know, all the stuff she was going to buy that day, because she was celebrating that her line called Playground is now available at Target stores.
Okay.
And she was with her fiancé. I didn't know she wasn't married to the other guy anymore. But anyway, Matthew Rutler, whoever he may be.
Okay, what is in her, what does she sell? What is Playground?
Well, Okay. So she said on her essential list for Target was her Polaroid. She had to get Polaroid film.
Oh, no, I didn't mean her. Okay, all right,
I know. Throat drops, a portable speaker, playground lube.
Okay.
Because apparently all of her line is designed to make intimacy an easier part of your everyday shopping routine.
Mm.
So she is trying to take the stigma out of it and make a few bucks at the same time, right?
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm.
So, but she said she had, this has been an online product, mm-hmm. but it is, I think, in a few other places too. But to be, as she said, to be in the hallowed halls of Target is exactly where she wants to be.
She said, she seriously call Target the hallowed halls?
Hallowed ground. Hallowed halls.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a direct quote. Okay.
Well, I think it is.
She's performing in Vegas right now. Was this at a Vegas Target that she did this?
Oh, it didn't say if it was at a Vegas Target.
Interesting.
I don't know for sure, but that would be a good place
for
her to be.
Yeah, she's performing at the Venetian.
Doesn't
Select
she have a
weekends.
Residency?
Select Weekends, that's a good gig, through the summer. It's May 31st to August 3rd. Okay. So it's coming up.
And, you know, not to make fun, truthfully, she said, I've experienced firsthand the double standards put on women, and I've been shamed for being open, for expressing myself sexually and trying to own my body and trying to empower other women. People are afraid of that. And she wanted to make a product that showed women playground. The product name was A Safe Space. So anyway, this is now at Target. So if you want to make your Target run, you can do that.
All right. You should definitely do that. Yes. And you could bring Dad, and like he could stand behind you holding the product like she's doing. She's leaning against one of the shelves and she's kind of sticking her tongue out sexually. Yeah. And he's standing behind her. So you and Dad, that could, you could go recreate
Someone in a red vest will come up and say, what are you just doing? Right. You must leave Target immediately.
Authorities. Inappropriate activity.
Oh my goodness.
And
yes.
You say you're just now, doing your best Christina Aguilera.
If you're looking for a little different kind of beauty line, Jason Wu, who I feel we don't hear about like we did when he was dressing Michelle Obama.
Well, so it goes.
Do we? But he now has, he has a beauty line. Mm-hmm. I think he's had it for a while. But he now has landed his products in over 3,000 CVS stores.
Mm.
So it's he is in other places as well. His popular best sellers are his Flora 9 mini palette, and he has an opal stick highlighter and a few other lipsticks and things like that. They're priced reasonably between $12 and $19, and you can buy them now in CVS stores and also online, and the pickup in stores begins Sunday. So
I think the key with his beauty line, which I've actually never tried, we should ask Fatima if she likes it, or we should just try it. But he partnered with a cosmetics industry veteran, so I think that probably helps. You know, he's certainly has the color and the inspiration, and probably knows how he wants, you know, a woman's face to end up, or anybody's face, but he's got that industry vet to help him with formulations.
Yes,
and
which certainly helps. But it is interesting because beauty has become such a major thing, as we know. I mean, Target has partnered with so many. Kohl's has also Target with Ulta, and Kohl's with Sephora. So this has become big, big business.
Big business.
Stores.
All right. When we get back, a whole sneaker segment from Caitlin Clark. Oh, and we got it. We didn't talk Hillary Swank. We got to do that too.
Oh, sure.
So much more ahead on Shop Girls. Don't go away. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan. My mother, Harmony, is here. And you knew it was only a matter of time, days, really, before somebody would get their shoes on Caitlin Clark.
It started as she finished her season.
I mean, it's just a given, right? I mean, are there any players in the NBA who don't have sneaker deal? I mean,
there probably are some.
But the Wall Street Journal has a whole story. Well, this actually came out last week, but kind of documenting all of the minutiae that went on as brands vied for Caitlin Clark. Of course, Nike won.
Well, it was almost embarrassing what Adidas, I mean, there were articles that said Adidas should be embarrassed because they offered her a 4-year, $6 million shoe, $6 million deal mm-hmm. with a signature shoe. Mm-hmm. Nike's deal is $28 million.
Yeah.
With an endorsement deal and everything else. And yeah. I mean, I don't know if Adidas really thought they had a chance at that price. At, you know,
but, I don't know. It sounded like Under Armour was trying to get in on this as well. But it's just like nobody can compete with Nike. And also, no. I mean, Nike's in terms of like inspiration and, you know, I mean, I'm sure there are some sneaker people who feel like, yeah, you know, Adidas does a great job. This reminds me of the movie, the documentary. Yes. Yep. The whole, you know, how it all came about. But anyway, I just mainly, I mean, it's to me, this seemed inevitable that it was going to be Nike. And good for Caitlin to snag $28 million. Well, she's worth every penny.
Well, especially since she gets paid $76,000 for actually playing. That's what's so wrong. Yes. I mean, for her skill,
yes,
she's paid $76,000. But for her shoes, she gets $28 million.
I just hope that Nike has learned a few lessons from their partnership with Allyson Felix and that they just do her justice.
She just had her second baby, you know.
Yes.
Happy well, for you her. Sound so like, oh yeah, like everybody. Yeah, I didn't know you were that close with her.
Allyson,
okay.
Close.
Okay, that's good.
But I mean, she obviously had her issues and that was around maternity leave whenever, and Allyson Felix ended up leaving Nike and starting her own shoe line with Athleta and doing a lot for, you know, women athletes. But I mean, Caitlin, I mean, listen, she has an enormous, she seems to be, to handle everything so well. She has an enormous amount of pressure and spotlight on her, not just on the court, but just, she's like the role model for everything. I mean, everyone is like hinging the future of women's sports, like it's on her.
It's crazy.
So, it really is. But I just hope that Nike has learned some lessons and they do it right.
We have other shoe stories, but as long as we're talking about Nike, mm-hmm. We didn't get around to it last week. They introduced the Olympic uniforms because the Olympics are, you know, like 95 days away or something like that.
I know.
I know you must be so excited.
Oh, I can't wait. I love the Olympics.
Have you got your outfit planned?
Love. I don't need an outfit. I'm going to sit on my couch and I'm going to eat and I'm going to watch everything.
Well, Nike introduced the Olympic uniforms for Team USA.
Is Ralph Lauren not doing it? Or is this the actual what they compete in
and
then Ralph Lauren does like the warm-up suits?
There was a bit, this is to wear when you're competing. They had a little bit of a kerfuffle because when they showed some of these outfits, some of the uniforms seemed to reveal a little more than they should have. The female bodysuit was cut, for this is for the U.S. track team, was cut very high. And Tara Davis Woodhull, who is she was a 2020 Olympic long jumper and hoping to be in this year's, she said, wait, my hoo-ha is going to be out?
She said that?
She said that.
She must have been listening to you.
She must have been. I saw that and I
thought, she's got her slang.
She did. She said, when is my hoo-ha going to be out? And so she, you know, she was a little bit shocked by this. Now, it would seem that they have many choices of uniforms.
I see.
And if they don't want to wear this one,
high cut,
they
medium
don't
cut.
Have to. Yeah. But then there are some who say, you know, the less they wear, you know, the better it is for their sport. Mm-hmm. But it is, you know, Nike quickly said, you know, that's just one option.
Yeah.
They don't have to wear that one. But this is, their uniform is, they said, sort of, this article was saying that it's like one of the latest controversies about women's Olympic uniforms. Some say they have bikinis that are too small for the beach, or too skimpy for volleyball teams, and white shorts for the soccer players. Mm-hmm. And there's just maybe not as much thought given as should have been to this. But yeah. So they took a little bit of heat for
that. There's been, quite a few stories about that. I don't see anything yet about their warm-ups. And I
did see something that Ralph Lauren was doing it on them. Yes. Yeah.
It's like maybe bring in someone else.
But I mean, what do you do with Red, White, and Blue? I mean, and their warm-ups. And I mean, how many different...
A lot. What about getting a black designer to do it? What about getting someone younger, yeah. a different, you know, kind of an up-and-comer
chance? Oh, I just
meant
that I don't think there's that much you can do, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could call the head of the Olympics and
maybe I
suggest
should.
That.
Maybe we should. Okay. Yes.
So... there's so much shoe news. It's sort of crazy. So there's a shoe that the Wall Street Journal wrote about that it's not a sneaker. It's not a loafer. It's a snofer. Okay? It's a snofer. And it's, I can't remember, what was a spork? S-P-O-R-K.
What's a spoon with like little forks on the end?
Oh, you know what? I was thinking fashion.
Steph March is very devoted to the spork. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
I wouldn't suggest wearing a spork.
But the article started out by saying it's a footwear equivalent of a spork.
Sure.
And so I'm thinking, well, they're not talking skort. I mean, I'm thinking clothes.
Got it.
That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. So New Balance, if they call it a Franken shoe. The actual name of the shoe is 1906L, but it is between a sneaker and a loafer. It's a grayed out mesh paneling, but it has a stabilizing sole. So it's got, you know, the idea that it's like made more like a running shoe, but it doesn't have laces or even eyelets. It kind of looks like a loafer. And for some reason, this is becoming a really big deal.
I can see this. Yeah. And I could see getting behind this.
Well, and the idea is that maybe this can be worn even with a suit for men.
Uh-huh.
That they can, you know, elevate this.
It makes sense if you think about it. I mean, think about how much sport. First of all, I mean, we're wearing sneakers with everything
you
these
see
days.
Members of Congress in their suits with
really?
Sneakers.
Yes. Really?
They might not be people you like, but yes.
Oh, I didn't
yes,
know that. But also even just think about like, you know, sort of the hybrid men's dress shoe that has the rubber bottom or, you know,
exactly.
I mean, Cole Haan has been doing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this seems like it was inevitable. It has a very sneaker looking sole to it. And then the loafer part on top. I don't know that I love that. I'm just thinking if I'd want to wear this.
Well, it's for men. So I don't think you do.
I don't think so, Mom.
Well, the ones they're showing are. That's why they were
it's
talking
only,
about.
I thought they had women's as well.
Well, maybe they do. But what they were showing and talking about was the idea that, you know, it's got the techie running shoe kind of that became so important during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of just blending the ideas.
Mm.
A lot of shoes are becoming more... this type.
Yes.
They were saying, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell
mm-hmm.
and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffers,
mm-hmm.
they have been wearing
sneakers.
This kind of a thing. So,
okay, snofer. You know. You heard it here.
Yeah.
Not a sneaker, not a loafer, it's a snofer.
It's a snofer.
Yes.
And the other one that is gotten like a whole new life, and the thing that's weird to me is that I remember this so well from when you and your brother mm-hmm. were young.
Okay.
Many, many years ago. And you were topsiders. Sperry topsiders.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the big thing.
Well, it was during like preppy craze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And you remember the book, in fact, by what's her name?
The preppy handbook.
Yes, the preppy handbook.
Yeah.
And she said every time something comes out like this or something comes back, she gets called Lisa Birnbach.
Yes, I had that book.
The official preppy handbook.
Yes.
And then she had a sequel called
Popped Collar on the polo.
Her sequel is called True Prep. And the Sperry Topsider, it was loved by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And this seems to be coming back as a really big trend. And she said every now and then this will happen. And the, Billy Reed, from the store, Billy Reed said that he bought his first pair. He's now 59. He said he bought his first pair of topsiders at 15, wore them till they were held together with duct tape and shoe goo. And he says now he sees 20-somethings wearing them, and it blows his mind. Mm-hmm. But young people, he has a son, and he said his son is a musician, and he wears them now, and he likes the vibe. He wears them with a pair of Dior jeans from a thrift store, and that he said that somebody who probably died wore, and then a suit jacket and boat shoes. And it works.
Yep.
So, you know, everything that goes around comes around.
Sure does.
You know how that is?
Yep. But I mean, that's another good example of like a hybrid. You know, I mean, those are kind of sporty, kind of comfy, slip on. It's perfect.
Yep.
Perfectly in line with the vibe right now.
It is.
Okay. So there you go. You can get some snowfurs and some boat shoes. You'll be all set for summer. There's the wardrobe. When we get back, it's time for Whose Look Is It Anyway? That's next on Shop Girls. Oh, sorry. I didn't have my microphone on. I was talking and talking, and I was just talking to myself. And I see Lexi, and she's just looking like, well, I don't know if we're just going to keep playing Beyonce and Miley. Sorry about that, Lexi.
And I just am letting you talk.
What did I say? What did I say? Okay, I said, welcome back. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in.
We ponder. Wasted time now.
Go ahead, Mom. You do it.
Okay.
You do it.
It's time when we take a look at some of these outfits, we look at them and we say, whose look is this anyway?
Can't believe she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the shop girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
So many looks in so little time.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at Lexi like, why are you not responding to me? But turning the microphone on, would help. All right, should we start with Emily Blunt?
Yes, let's start with Emily Blunt because I can't decide if I like this or I don't. It's from Lowe's Fall 2024 Ready to Wear.
That's Lowe, L-O-E-W-E. Low, the designer, right?
Yes. It's not Lowe's.
Not the home.
Not where you get your home decor.
No.
And it is a jumpsuit featuring vegetables. It's a white background.
Oh, yeah, radish.
Radishes, turnips, and potatoes. But they don't really, you know, I mean, like you really have to look to see that. I mean, it's red and green vegetables with a black belt that you only see the buckle of at the waist and very full pants.
Yeah.
A very full pant. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, it looks good on her. I don't know that it would look good on us.
Oh, but no, it wouldn't.
Or maybe on you.
She wore it for the premiere of Fall Guy, which that's in Paris. That, you know, that's her new movie with Ryan Gosling.
Yes, and they sure have been out hyping that.
Yeah, that should be kind of fun, I think. Mm-hmm. But I kind of like it, actually.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Cute.
So what do you think Alicia Keys' Broadway play open, Hell's Kitchen?
Oh, I'm going to go. Musical, yes.
You know, it had played before. I didn't realize that, but now it's running again. I don't think it was on Broadway the first time. Her outfit was a version of a jean suit, I supposedly, by Jean-Paul Gaultier. The jacket came to an abrupt end at her boobs. And it was like cone shape over her boobs. And long sleeve, obviously a bare midriff, and then kind of a flared jean, worn, of course, with a pointed toe.
She loves denim. I've seen her doing several press things for
but
this.
But do you like this?
I mean, I think she's got her own look, and she...
That's not what I asked. I asked if you like it.
I think it works for her.
Okay. I don't really like the top.
Okay.
I really don't. I think it's
funny. It's not really your
reminds jam. Me of when Madonna wore cones all the
true,
time.
True, okay. True, sure. Yeah.
But, all right, you know, I know we talk about Zendaya a lot because she's probably going to be my granddaughter-in-law.
Oh,
according
right.
To my grandson.
Yeah, likely. Very likely.
You know, it's a big difference in age, but you never know. But she wore a dress when she was on Good Morning America that I loved. What it really reminded me of was kind of the dress I wore for my sweet 16, in a way. I mean, it's just after she's worn all these tennis things, it's just this really pretty dress. It is a floral dress by Erdem. It's for their fall 2024 collection. The only thing I didn't love, it's spaghetti strap print in yellows and greens on a white background. The only thing I didn't love, it's got like a long piece of tulle that looks like it's falling out from under her skirt. Instead of, you know, the dress is not, well, it's like below her knee. But then the tulle hangs out below that.
Yep.
And it made me feel like, oh, she's losing her
Losing her tool.
She's losing her tool. But what did you think?
It's like a billow of smoke coming out from under, like a cloud from underneath the dress. It is unusual. However, I just was looking at another dress this morning that had, in a much more subtle way, it didn't have the volume of this, but it had that just like a little band of tulle underneath
tulle
the material.
Skirts are very big right now.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I think it's kind of cool. I'm okay with it.
But
and I love
this. The dress, don't you?
So pretty. It's ridiculous how gorgeous she is.
I know. I mean, it's just not fair.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know who else is gorgeous?
Who?
Eva Longoria.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, she looks absolutely stunning. I mean, how old is she? She's in her early 50s, I think.
I'm pretty sure. She was out celebrating her pal Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday.
Right, and she was wearing a lace slip dress from Victoria Beckham's collection.
Mm-hmm.
Black, just spaghetti strap with just like a little kind of see-through detail partway down and very low back.
Yeah.
With more of that cutout detail kind of on the
side. Yeah, she's gorgeous. I mean, do you remember when I saw her up close and there was no airbrushing? I saw her in person at VCon.
At VCon,
that event was here a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And I mean, she is just a beautiful, beautiful human.
She really is. Yeah. And she looks darn good in that.
And a great business person, too.
Very smart. Very smart woman.
So wait, what did Victoria Beckham wear to her own birthday party? I only see Eva.
You know, I didn't see that either. I know at one point David carried her in on his back because, you know, she broke a foot or did something. She was on crutches for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she was wearing pants.
Oh.
We'll have to check that out.
Okay.
Speaking of wearing pants.
Yes.
Jane Fonda.
Mm-hmm.
She looked great in purple. This was an event that for Earth Day.
Okay.
That Time Magazine hosted. And she wore a really bright purple, sort of a little bit of a flare to the leg on the pants and just a one button blazer jacket with a deeper violet blouse to go with it and a silver shoe.
Okay.
I thought she looked really good. Not loving her hair long. I think she looks much more stunning when she has the shorter do. I have heard some people say she doesn't wear, that it's not her hair, that she always wears wigs.
I think it looks cute.
Do you?
It's kind of curly, wavy.
Okay.
I mean,
it's just not
my... She's Jane Fonda.
She looks amazing. She can do no wrong.
Yes.
She's 86. She looks damn good, I would say.
Unbelievable.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Then Jennifer Garner, she wore every spring trend at once.
You know what?
InStyle.
When I first saw this headline in InStyle, I thought, knowing Jennifer Garner and how fun she is, that she must have literally she layered on.
But she really didn't.
And she looks cute.
Do you think so? I thought it looked frumpy.
Wow.
She was wearing a dress, a print, very lightweight dress with a cute sweater.
With sneakers.
Yeah.
Love it.
And sneakers.
Yeah.
But I've seen her look better. That's all I can say.
Oh, my God. You do you, Jen Garner.
Okay.
We love it.
And me do me.
Yes,
right?
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess so. All right. We will be back. We'll take your questions. We'll have a tech report. We're going to talk the Kentucky Derby much more ahead. Second hour of Shop Girls right after the news. Don't go away.